Chillicothe's ball to start the fourth quarter, down by four. Jones, left wing, misses a tray. And a reach-in foul on Chillicothe. So Chillicothe had a little momentum there in the first part of the third quarter, but then Hamilton woke up, started playing a little bit better brand of basketball. Clampett with her third team foul for Chillicothe. Two team fouls on Hamilton. Across the timeline, Molly Ward works the right left-handed dribble. Feed it high post, a little give inside, and Prather could get it to fall. Chillicothe can't pull down a rebound. Wow, he had four people underneath her, and no one could pull the rebound down. And Cruz ends up burning Chillicothe for a bucket, and it's 6 points now that Chillicothe has to make up. Early fourth quarter, lob into Parkey. There's Caitlin Parkey. Her first bucket tonight. Great lob from the right wing, and it's a four-point game. Can't get a turnover or a rebound here. Ward up top to Bodorf. High post give to Prather, the cutter. Foul on the floor, collided with Maggie Leatherman. Maggie pops up fine. Oh, you're going to call that on Maggie? Okay, then. That is your call. That's a fourth foul on Maggie. And Haley Jones will have to come out. Maggie looks like got a finger to the nose there, maybe. Said her feet were not set. Blocking foul on the baseline drive on the floor. Prather, another miss, was fouled this time. Prather with 6 points, all in the first half. And now the fouls are starting to mount against Chillicothe again. That's the fourth one on Jones. Leatherman with four. Hannah Jones with four. Prather with a free throw. It's a five-point lead. Box out for the rebound here. They leave Jones in with four for now. Second one no good. Clamp at the rebound. Carson Keithley, right wing. Up top to Clamp it between the circles. Hannah Jones now. Left side, Haley Jones. And there's, actually going to get a call on Shelby Cruz here. She's going for the ball and ended up colliding with the Chillicothe player. Cruz's second, third team foul. Chillicothe with five. 27-22. Hamilton leading, 6:45 left to play. Keithley drives inside, leaves it for Parkey from 10 away. Caitlin Parkey couldn't get it to fall. Prather puts it up. Doink. No good for Prather off the rim. Prather from the floor, just 2 of 9. A little better at the free throw line. 4 of 6. Haley Jones, right wing, can't get it into Parkey, so they keep it around the perimeter. Traveling call as Clampett took a step before the dribble. And Coach Smith has taken his sweater off. He's down to his Hornet shirt now, getting a little heated. Ready to do some fine coaching. 27-22, Hamilton leading Chillicothe, 6:11 left to play. Prather drives inside, leaves it back up top for Finch. Hands it to Bodorf. Circle left, nothing there. They try and go back door. Chillicothe shut it off. Didn't get it to fall. Rebound, didn't pull it down, just tipped it around and right into Molly Ward's fingertips. And they pull it out now, trying to milk a little clock. Carson Keithley got all ball. They called her for the hack. Just her first. Sixth team foul. 5:43 left to play. 27-22. Hamilton with the ball and the lead. Ward, right wing. Playing a little four corners now. Cruz up top. And Hannah Jones trying for the steal. Didn't get the steal, but forced a traveling call on Shelby Cruz. Just as good. Well, almost as good. Get the ball, lose the arrow. 27-22, 5:35 left to play. Hamilton leading Chillicothe girls. Chillicothe led briefly in the early third quarter, midway through the third quarter. Other than that, it's been all Hamilton. Clampett tries to go inside to Parkey, and it wasn't there, and Parkey couldn't hang on to it. Had it on her fingertips instead of up near her chest where you can protect it, and that's a turnover. Baseline right. Bumps it down, and we're going to the stone pillar offense again, milking some clock. Trying to stretch Chillicothe out. 5-minute mark left in the game, leading 27-22, playing the cat-and-mouse four-corners game. Prather working against Keithley, dumps it off right wing, back up top, round the horn we go. They think they can milk 4.5 minutes off the clock. Instead, they give it right to Carson Keithley. Keithley with the steal, gives it up to Jones. Foul, and Hannah Jones goes to the line. That's the first foul on, no, third foul on Finch. Jones at the line. First one is in for Hannah Jones. She's got a dozen. Only score for Chillicothe in double figures. Hamilton led by Cruz with 10. 27-23. That one dances on the rim and gets it to fall. Checking in now for Chillicothe. Number 12, Jalen Reeder for the first time. Get Chillicothe players a little rest. Hannah Jones a little rest for the final push. Right wing for Hamilton, Molly Ward. Give it inside, shoot over Clampett, doesn't fall for Hamilton. And finally we're going to get a call, a jump ball, as Bodorf couldn't get it to fall. And then a scrum for the rebound and possession arrow pointing Hamilton's way. 16 fouls on Chillicothe could be a factor in the final 4:19, 27-24. Hamilton's lead with a basketball. Prather off the rim, didn't get it to fall again. Prather's had a horrible shooting night. Chillicothe, the rebound, Keithley, up and in! Carson Keithley for the deuce. The layup for Little Double K. Now it's just a one-point game. Hamilton with the ball, 3:54, a lot of time. This one won't be settled until probably the end. Reach-in foul on Haley Jones. Silly little reach-in foul, and that's the seventh team foul, and now here you go. With free throws the rest of the way. Four team fouls on Hamilton. Reeder and Jones the senior check out. Leatherman checks in. It's a first foul on Haley Jones. Prather at the line. Front of a 1-1 is in. Prather 5 of 7. 4 of 7. Now 5 of 8. Timeout on the court. 3:50 left to play. Hamilton by 3. Chillicothe's ball when we return on KCHI. With 3:50 left to play in the game, Hamilton 29, Chillicothe 26. Chillicothe's basketball. Hamilton leads it by 3. 17 fouls on Chillicothe could be a factor. 14 fouls on Hamilton. They got a couple to give. Leatherman, right wing, looking inside. Wants to get it to Parkey. Has to go up top to Clampett. Jones over to Keithley, left wing, looking inside to Parkey. Prather has her tied up pretty well. Haley, or Hannah Jones, top of the key. Right wing, Leatherman. Oh, man, that was a nasty hack. Wow. She just about parted Parkey's head. Might want to sign her up for the football team. They could use another offensive lineman next year. We've heard stories. We won't mention them. But the foul was on Prather. I'm going to give her 2 fouls for that one. Good thing our girls are tough, too. Chillicothe up top, down by 3, 3:13 left to play. Right side, Whitney Clampett looking inside, wants to get it to Parkey. Look at Parkey being pushed around by Prather. Cross court, Keithley right wing. She'll take it right to Prather. She's not scared of her. And it's going to be on whom? I think maybe number 14, Bodorf. Yeah, it is on Bodorf. So that's her fourth, 29-26, sixth team foul. So now the fouls are back up. Next one since Chillicothe to a 1-1. And Chillicothe with 17 fouls. Keith Lee, low post right, gets it into Clampett in the paint. Off the rim, didn't get it to fall. Nice rebound that time by Sydney Bodorf. Clampett couldn't finish it off. Got a good inbounds pass. And a foul on Hamilton. Wowee. I think they just kept... Oh, Prather caught throwing an elbow on a charging call on Morgan Prather. That's her fourth. Officials caught her that time right in wide-open country at midcourt. Keith Lee, top of the key. Still a three-point Hamilton lead. Leatherman over to Jones. Keith Lee, left wing, looking inside. And there's a foul on Parkey. Parkey pushing off that time. That's a battle in there between those two. And that was a good call on Parkey. Parkey kind of establishing herself, saying she's not going to roll over. She can push back too. Got caught that time. Checking in for Chillicothe. Reader, number 12. And Jones gets a quick breather. 2:28 left to play. Hamilton's lead by three and Hamilton's ball right now. Prather goes over right wing to Bodorf. Give to Prather at the high post. Kicks it back up top to Cruz. Hamilton, no hurry to shoot. They're just milking some clock. Chillicothe going to have to try for the steal here. Not get caught on the back door. Baseline, Bodorf. Around the horn we go. 2 minutes left in the game and a three-point lead by Hamilton. That's going to be on Reeder with her first foul. Eighth team foul will be a 1-1 for Bodorf. These could be big free throws for Hamilton. They're going to make it a two-possession game. Reeder comes out. Hannah Jones checks back in. Parkey, Leatherman, Hannah Jones, Clampett. And Keith Lee on the court. I don't think Keith Lee's come out of this game. I think she's played the entire game. Shows her toughness right there. First one is in for Ward. Molly Ward, number 24. It's her first point. Misses the second one, so it's a two-possession game. Four-point lead, 30-26. Minute 48 left to play. Chillicothe a little more urgent, but not anywhere in panic mode. Still controlling the action. Jones over to Keith Lee. A long tray, nothing but net. Carson Keith Lee with the three ball. Yes, yes, yes. Timeout on the court. Keith Lee with 10. We're back in 60 on KCHI. Minute 30 left to play in the ball game. Carson Keithley's tray gives a one-point margin now. Chillicothe down by one, coming out in a full-court press against Hamilton. Hamilton gets it into Cruz backcourt. Cruz, pass tipped, but across the timeline to Finch. And they're going to try and milk some clock. Chillicothe going to have to come up with a steal. Prather throws a head fake top of the key. Bodorf now top of the circle. Randy Mammon in the game following that timeout. Minute two left to play. No need to foul or anything just yet. There's plenty of time. And they foul Prather. Prather shot, well, she shot the most from the free throw line. 5 of 8. But if you want to foul, you don't necessarily want to foul your senior leader who's used to this type of pressure. 29-30, Chillicothe down by a point. Prather with a two-shot foul. First one is in. It's a two-point game now. More fresh legs check in for Chillicothe with 56 seconds left. Prather, 10th free throw attempt coming up. off the rim. Jones with a rebound. Two-point game. Chillicothe crosses with 49 seconds left. Lady Hornets down by two. Plenty of time. No need to hurry. Inside. Count it, Parkey, for two. And we're tied. Caitlin Parkey comes up big. Got a great feed from the right wing. Off the rim. Parkey with a rebound. After the missed shot, timeout, Chillicothe. 26 seconds left. We're tied at 31. This is Chillicothe High School Basketball on KCHI. All right, let's set the situation. 31 for Hamilton, 31 for Chillicothe. Lady Hornets basketball just across the midcourt line. The Lynn bounded on the sideline. Both teams in the bonus. Hamilton in the double bonus. Possession arrow in case of a tie-up points to Chillicothe. 26.3 seconds left. The game is tied. Talking with some fans on both sides. Everyone was expecting a close girls game, and this has been close. Chillicothe sends out Leatherman, Parkey, Clampett, Hannah Jones, and Keithley. Parkey had a big bucket and a big rebound in the last 15 seconds or so. Keithley between the circles with 19. And they're going to play for the last shot. Got nothing to lose. Leatherman over to Parkey between the circles with 9. Keithley with 7. Timeout. Coach Smith wants to instruct and draw up the play. 6.5 seconds left. And back in 60 on KCHI. Whitney Clampett will inbound it in front of the scores table. 6.5 seconds left. Tied at 31. Chillicothe's ball. Jones to Clampett. Clampett drives inside. Is that going to be traveling? Oh, with 1.7 seconds left. A traveling call on Chillicothe. I think that was a good call. 1.7 seconds left. And they will inbound it on the back baseline, Will Hamilton. We'll be back in 30 seconds. We may end up a little extra inning here. Back after this on KCHI. All right, inbounding it with 1.7 seconds left, back court. Prather dribbles once, three-quarter court, not even close, and we're going to overtime. 31 apiece. Overtime coming up next, and this is just the first game of the season, folks. We're back after this on KCHI.